From Troy Public Radio, this is The Exchange on In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Director Joseph Borg joins us by Skype to talk about how the Alabama Securities Commission works to protect older citizens from financial exploitation. Joe, this is a special week. What's happening?
This week, June 15th, will be World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, and it's commemorated each year to highlight one of the worst manifestations of ageism and inequality in our society, elder abuse. Elder abuse is anything that causes harm to an older person that's carried out by someone else, usually someone they know, someone they trust, such as a family member or friend. And it can be physical, social, but where we concentrate on is the financial aspect. And World Abuse Day has been recognized by the United Nations General Assembly since 2011. This is very, very important. We owe our older generation a duty to protect them.
April 18th, 2016, you issued a press release that the Alabama legislature had passed a bill to help protect vulnerable adults from financial exploitation. As I remember, the Alabama Securities Commission spearheaded that initiative.
Yeah, that was our bill. We were trying to bring attention to the fact that financial abuse of seniors was on a terrific rise and needed to do something about it. We wanted a way to report and bring some control to it because, you know, the one thing about our elders, if they've been physically or mentally or, in more cases, financially abused, they don't report it. They're afraid that either they're going to get punished, people are going to think they can't manage their own affairs, and the last thing they want to do is have their family take away all their rights. Let's face it, our seniors deserve the dignity for the lives they have led. So in 2016, we passed a bill from our perspective that said it is mandated that if you are a financial professional, stockbroker, investment advisor, financial consultant, all those that we have licenses with, if you see or suspect that there is financial abuse going on, you must report it to the Alabama Securities Commission and DHR so we can investigate it. And that has paid tremendous dividends. We get reports several a week. We get a call from a professional. My client always is taking out about $1,200 a month, and all of a sudden now she's taking out $1,200 a week. We think there's something wrong. And that will trigger us to investigate and see what's going on. A lot of times it's money being stolen from an account or pressure by a family member, or it could be just a con artist who is convincing folks they need to put this money here for some other reason. And let's face it, in the last couple of years with the pandemic, our seniors aren't seeing their kids and grandkids as much. Everything has been isolated. These con artists will find a way to worm into their trust and deplete their accounts. And so what we are trying to do is not only get people educated, get the families educated, but also have laws in effect. We've actually passed other laws where we have increased the penalties. So lots of things going on in this area.
This is a timely bit of advice for World Elder Abuse Awareness Day on Wednesday. Thank you so much for joining us today, Joe Borg.
Thank you, Carolyn. And we just want to get the word out. We want to protect our senior citizens in Alabama.
Joining us by Skype was Joseph Borg, director of the Alabama Securities Commission, which stands ready to help protect older citizens from financial exploitation. More information can be found at the website asc.alabama.gov and by phone 1-800-222-1253. Thanks for joining us today for The Exchange on In Focus, which is now a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.